Yeah, this is Walton County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, sir.
Bellingham. I had a call. They believe they saw a UFO. There's nothing we can do about it. I tried to give her to have a call you, but she won't call long distance. I've got her number if you want to call her. She has quite a description of this thing and everything. I don't know if you'd be interested or not.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye. This is the UFO Reporting Center. We understand she saw something in the sky.
Yeah, she drawn a design on the paper here, and it's hexagon shaped with a circle in the middle where the goldish-colored light came from. And then on the side, there's two lights that she said was bigger than headlights, with a small red light on the side of each of them, and then two small red lights on the back of it.
Okay, when did she see that?
About 9 o'clock tonight. They were down at church, and her and another girl had went for a walk up the Grandview Road. The church is on the intersection of North Enterprise and Grandview.
Uh-huh.
And they had went for a walk up the Grandview Road to a trailer house just east of the church, about an eighth or a quarter of a mile east of the church. And that's where they saw it. Before they saw it, they heard this buzzing sound, and then this real bright light, goldish-colored light came down.
Right. Yeah.
A beam of came right straight down.
This is a beam of light?
Yeah.
Okay, can we talk to her? Is she there?
Yeah, she's right here. Hello?
Could we get a complete description of what happened right from the beginning?
Okay, I'll start from where we were at the church. Okay, we were at the church, and we were standing inside talking, and then we decided we'd take a walk because we had a few problems we wanted to discuss.
Uh-huh.
So we started out from the church, and we got a quarter of a mile down the road. And there's a field on each side of us and a few trees and then a trailer house and then way up there there's a couple of three houses. Okay, we got near the trailer and then we were still talking and all of a sudden we heard a great big loud buzzing noise. The other girl that was with me, she said, "What's that?" And I said, "What is it?" And we turned around and the direction where it was coming from, and it was coming from the east part. And we seen what it was. It was a hexagon shape. And we said, we wonder what that is. And then she said, "Oh, look." And I says, "Look, two little red lights." And she says, "Yeah, there's four of them. There's two on the back of that thing and two on the front." And then while the buzzing was going on, two great big huge lights come on the one side of it.
Uh-huh.
And then it went straight ahead. You know, light beams came straight ahead.
The light beams were coming from these two big lights?
Yeah, and then we were watching it a little longer, and a great big bright goldish-colored beam came straight down from the bottom of it.
Okay, did that come down as far as the ground?
Yes, it did.
Did it illuminate the ground?
I don't know.
Okay, now, was that beam like a shaft of light, or was it a cone of light?
Well, it was kind of like, you know, you're up in the sky and you're shining the flashlight down. It comes down a little and then it's bigger down at the end.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was like.
Okay. Was that quite bright?
Yes, it was. Not very bright, but bright enough so that you could see it.
Okay. Now, how long did that shaft of light last?
It stayed on for at least 3 or 4 seconds and then it went off again. And then the light, little lights started flashing for 2 minutes, and then they quit flashing. They were just regular like they were before, and then the big lights went out, and it took off.
Okay, now when it took off, which direction did it go?
It went west.
Okay, now what's...
Northwest,
okay.
Yes.
Now, when you turned around, when you heard the sound and you turned around, was this object stationary in the sky, or was it moving?
It was moving. And then, you know, it started that buzzing sound, and then that beam of light came down. It was goldish colored.
Okay, now when that beam of light came on, did the object come to a stop?
Yes, it did.
Okay. And then in sequence, all of these other lights eventually went off, and then the thing took off.
Yeah, it took off straight over our heads. We watched it go as it did, and we hid under the trees because we didn't want to take any chances on anything going on.
Okay, now when it...
As soon as it got a little ways past us, we ran like mad back to the church.
Okay. Now, when it came over your head and you had a good look at it, what was the exact shape of the object itself?
Okay, you take a circlina.
Right.
And, okay, you put little lines straight across. You know, that's how I got it drawn here. You put a little line on each corner of it. And
right.
It looked just like that. And then there was a little, it looked like it was clear and silver colored. And it was in the bottom of it.
Okay.
But had those two great big lights and two little red lights, one connected on each of the big lights.
Okay, now do you have any estimate of altitude when the object passed over you?
Well, you know how high a helicopter usually flies, but not way up there, but you know, let's see now. Yeah, well, it's up twice the size of the treetops.
Okay, fine.
Twice the height.
Now, how about estimating the size? Can you compare it with anything?
Let's see. You'd probably put two, three, four planes together, you know, put them in a square circle and add a few more onto the five of them. I think it'd end up to at least eight of them.
Okay, that would be your small type aircraft?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when that shaft of light came down, how far away was it from you off of the roadway?
Well, it looked like it was
quite
a ways away, but
it
was, you know, when we looked at it, we could see it real well, but I don't think it was too far away, though.
Was that in a forested area? Was there fields?
Well, there are trees and fields, both.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But we've seen it well enough to see the description and the looks of it. And that just terrified us, and then that's when we started running back to the church. And we screamed as we ran because we were scared because we didn't know what it was.
Okay, now when that passed over you, when it went overhead, could you hear any sound then?
We could hear some sound of, you know, like you hear those gunshots and stuff, and you got a thing where it backfires and comes back.
Yes.
Well, it sounds sort of like you're hitting a drum or something, and that was what it sounded like when it went over.
Oh, okay. Did you notice anything out of the ordinary that happened to you during that period? Did you feel any physical sensations or anything as this thing went overhead?
Well, when it went over, she started shaking. She wasn't cold because she was pretty warm, she was, and she started shaking, and I did too, but that was all we done was shake.
Do you feel that was just from fright?
I don't know.
Okay.
But, you know, when it started to go over, you know, we were standing still, and we did, well, you know, it felt like, it was kind of an eerie feeling.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if it was normal or not, but it bothered us.
Okay, now how were the sky conditions at the time?
It was completely dark.
Was it cloudy?
Yes.
Okay, now when this thing moved away to the northwest, did you watch it until it disappeared from sight?
Yes, we did.
And it just kept right on going out of sight?
Yes, the only things that we could see were the two little red lights on the back, but there were four little red lights all together, you know, two on the back and two on the front, one on each side, just like a car.
Right, okay. And you didn't see any openings in the bottom of this thing when it came over?
Well, the only thing that we could see was that little round thing in the middle where the beam of light come down.
I see.
And that was all we could see. It looked sort of like a glass window. But we couldn't exactly see that much of it, but we could see a little round thing and then the big thing.
Okay.
You know, the complete shape of it.
Right.
She goes to Skagit Valley College.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when we got back to the church, we were talking about it. Well, we have two of his friends were in the church, and we raced in, and they raced out just in time to see the two little red lights on the back of it, and that was all they seen, though. I think she's 18 or 19.
Okay.
But she was right next to me when it happened.
Okay, is there anything else you can add to that that I haven't asked about?
I can't think of anything right offhand, except except for that noise.
Okay. Were there any animals in the area, such as dogs or anything, that were doing a lot of howling?
Well, there was a couple of dogs I heard howling when we were walking, and then when we heard that buzzing sound, we couldn't hear a dog.
Okay.
And then there are some cows and horses that were near, too, because there's a horse stable.
Okay.
2531.
Okay, if we can get someone in to interview you later, would that be possible?
Pardon me?
If we can get someone there to interview you later on, would that be possible?
Yes, it would.
Okay, because we'd really like to get a sketch of what you saw. And
I drew a picture of it when I got home because I remembered the description of what it looked like.
Okay.
If you've all hold on a minute, I can race out and get my priest. I have my...